Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Welcome back to the show. It's Monday. It's March already. It's like the third or fourth of March already. It's one of those two.
It's the fourth
of March already. Yeah. And this is Kid Craddock in the morning. All right. Little game. Not a fun game. I'm going to announce a state. You tell me the natural disasters you have to watch out for in that state.
Okay.
California.
Fires.
Wildfires. Good. Kansas.
Tornadoes.
Very nice.
Or blizzards right now.
Yeah. I guess we could say
snow.
Colorado. Yeah.
Snow.
Avalanche.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
okay.
What are you dinging for?
Florida.
Because we're getting the right answer.
Hurricanes.
And?
Old people.
Oh, falling through the floor in your house.
Yeah.
Florida's got the trifecta. You can get tornadoes in the middle of the state. Happens all the time. Between like Orlando and Daytona Beach.
Uh-huh.
And then up down the state.
Uh-huh.
You can get hurricanes, of course. And now, not now, it's not a new thing. I dealt with it as a kid growing up there. Sinkholes.
Wow. Yeah.
That was something else.
Man. Yeah.
Sad.
My whole street was on a sinkhole. And every house on the street had to get their foundation completely redone.
Yeah.
And it's the weirdest thing because they lift your house up and move it. It was a weird. I can't even. They pull it up out of the ground.
Jack it up a little bit.
They jack it all the way up out of the ground and fill in everything underneath. But that sinkhole Thursday night swallowed up a dude. A 35-year-old dude is in his bed sleeping, and the floor opens up, and down he goes.
I was talking to a friend about this, never to be seen again. Yeah,
they gave up looking for him.
Yeah. How deep?
And yesterday they tore down the house.
It's like 100 feet down.
100 feet?
This is the thing. I was talking to a friend about it because we were watching the news coverage, and we were like, I mean, it doesn't just come out of nowhere. You had to have there had to be some kind of...
Like the cracks in the
foundation. Like whenever you dropped anything, it would roll. Like you had to have known. There had to have been signs that something was off.
That's all of Florida, though. All of Florida's like that. Foundation changes like... Routinely during the winter, our doors would not open in our house because the floors expanded and the.
But you still don't expect the ground to open up and swallow you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's out of nowhere.
It happens about every 5 years in Florida where there's one case of a house that just disappeared. You come home from work? Hey, wasn't there a greenhouse right
that's
there?
Scary. Yeah.
Looking at this one on CNN,
and it's just
though,
a hole.
The house looked perfectly intact.
At least
if I was looking at the right house,
right. It was like just the bedroom.
But just the bedroom, just. Just gave
just right. That's weird.
It'd be like if somebody from China was drilling through to the other side and it came up right through his bedroom.
Yeah.
That's where the drill came through.
That's like a
and down he went.
That's like what happens in scary movies.
Oh, my gosh.
There had to have been a crack or something. Like, he had to have known.
But look,
like,
the rest of the house is there. I mean, this just doesn't make sense.
So his brother and his girlfriend and everybody else that, you know, family, they're standing out front. They've just lost this loved one, and now they're watching this house of all their childhood memories that was owned by their mom. Torn down so that they can get in there and see where this sinkhole is, how big it is, and most importantly, if other houses in the neighborhood are going to go down too.
They said they gave the neighbors on both sides like 20 minutes.
No way I'd live there.
Stuff and get out. 20 minutes.
I don't need 20. I'm good. I'm not going in there. Are you going in there? You think you have any notice at all?
No, you don't have a notice.
I mean, you kind of tiptoe around to not disturb anything.
It's like saying, there's a bomb in here that might go off any minute. Go get your stuff.
Yeah. No, nothing.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, I got insurance. We're
I
good.
Got, you know what? I got a lot of pictures on the cloud. I'm all set.
I got Facebook. We're good.
I'm good. I got my banking online.
Scary.
I'm all set.
Mm-hmm.
I can buy clothes.
I don't even like the clothes I have right now. They're old anyway.
I was going to buy some new clothes anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what do you want? Like the pictures your kid drew when they were...
Get sinkhole insurance in Florida? I mean,
computer?
Is that covered?
I think you can buy sinkhole insurance in Florida. Yeah. If you're still around to collect.
Yeah.
That's an ugly
deal.
They
had some pretty bad ones in South America, too.
Really? Sinkholes?
Yeah.
Never heard of that.
It was a huge one. I forget which country it was in South America, but it was big. Like, it was in between two buildings, and you could see deep into it.
Well, luckily, this guy was asleep, you know? Because, Jenna, to your point, you know, when it started, he probably would have had time to get out of the bed and run into the other room. And if you were in the kitchen, you were fine. If you were in the hallway, you were fine.
Any other room?
It was just the bedroom. You know? It was like, they said it was like 14 feet by 20 feet. And
that's the size of a bedroom.
Yeah.
I'm kind of a nice-sized bedroom.
Straight down. of all the things that can get you, you know?
You would probably think.
You try so hard, you take your vitamin C every day. You don't want to get sick. You work out.
You probably think you're in a bad dream. Like, if you're sleeping and then you, this wakes you up, you're like,
falling. Kind of falling is the, you know, the worst dream ever.
Right.
I saw that. Some stories you just connect to, you have empathy with, you know? Mm-hmm. And you're like, I can't even imagine what that must have felt like or what it must be like for the people that love him.
Yep.
But Kelly didn't catch that story because she was in bed.
I did hear a little something as I was.
It's the only way you could die.
Briefly awake.
The only way you could possibly die is if a sinkhole swallowed up your bed.
This weekend, because, that's true.
Because that's it, it's not like a car is going to go through your bedroom.
No.
You're not going to get in a car accident. You're not driving anywhere.
No.
You're not going to get held up or mugged or robbed.
No, no man coming in my bedroom.
Don't
do any of that
nonsense. As long as the doors are locked, the only thing that can happen to you is sinkhole.
Yeah, that's it.
Have you done any sinkhole prevention?
No, I don't know what to do. What do you do?
Look into it, Kelly.
Why are you in
bed so
much?
I'm gonna hang my bed by a trapeze or something.
A hammock?
Yeah. A hammock.
What is the reason?
I don't know. I could go to sleep right now. I could put my head down.
You're in a funk.
I would be back asleep.
But you just started working out, so you should be having
I know.
This
it made me so
energy.
Mad. This cute little blonde thing in a ponytail was sitting behind the counter when I got through with my last workout.
What was his name?
It was a girl.
Oh.
And she said, "How was that?" I said, "How was what?" "Your workout." "It was fine." "You getting more energy yet?" "Not yet."
Why are you being so?
Let you know.
Why are you being so mean to her?
She's trying to be nice.
She's perky.
So what?
So what's wrong with that?
Shut up. Go away.
You're supposed to be perky.
She's at the rear. She's at the front desk. She's the first person.
When you say perky, do you mean younger than you?
That's a given.
All right. I mean, she's the ambassador of first impressions.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear that perky nonsense.
What do you want to say?
I don't want to hear
Man,
that.
Working out
just
sucks,
even,
doesn't it?
Just, yeah,
don't
just
ever come
even,
back.
Don't acknowledge me. I'm fine. I'm just leaving now.
Okay.
She has to acknowledge you.
But I've been through this with you before when you take to your bed.
Yeah. Ceiling
it's bad, yeah.
You're like grandma taking
I'm
to
really
bed.
Trying. I'm working out 3 times a week.
That's not it. It's something
and my
going
trainer
on
wants to talk to me. I'm like, I don't even want to talk to you. I just want
to
just,
you don't
just
want to talk to me.
Just do this to the trainer. I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I don't even want to just let me just do this.
What about girlfriend?
I hate you and I hate all of this right now. I just want to get through it.
There's nothing wrong with it. I mean, I go through the homebody, don't hardly get out of bed on the weekend phase. There's nothing wrong with it. Your body just needs some rest.
That's what it is. I just need
rest. Your body doesn't need rest. Your body needs to do something.
Yeah. No.
My body is working out 3 times a week.
Your body needs antidepressants.
Yes. I want to go back on antidepressants.
Your body is
help.
A wonderland.
I don't want to.
I mean, you're working out 1 hour a day, 3 days a week.
Don't even
How does
start
that change
with
everything?
Yeah. Oh, what? Ow.
Well, I'm just saying you need to get,
don't be like
live.
Acting like you judging me.
No. I'm just saying you need to live. And
live and do what?
Do something.
What am I supposed to do?
YOLO, Kelly.
Like what? What do you get out of live?
Yeah, what
Kelly,
am I supposed to do?
Kelly, it's one thing to like, you know, want to be in your home and there's nothing to do. Do I watch TV or take a nap? You choose take a nap.
Yes.
Do I fix myself some food for later tonight or take a nap? You're going to take a nap.
Yeah.
Should I go out to eat with these people or should I take a nap? You can take a nap.
Yeah.
But if you're in the carpool lane, this is when I know there's a warning sign.
Yeah.
You're in the carpool lane, you take a nap?
Yeah, I just put it in, lean the seat back and set the alarm on my phone.
Set the alarm. How long
for
do you
what,
plan
12
on
minutes?
Sleeping?
You did that?
How long do you plan on sleeping, babe?
Well, if I get there early enough and get in carpool line, there are moms that get there an hour early to pick up.
Well,
so they could be first in line.
They
at carpool.
Love their children more than you.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
So if I just, you know, plan it right, I'll get there. I can put my car seat back, set the alarm on the phone, and I know when the car line starts, I can wake up and pick up my child.
So the 18 hours of sleep you got the night before wasn't enough.
No.
Because that's when this was. If Thursday night, you slept like 18 hours.
Yeah, you said you slept from 4 to 4.
And then Friday you took a nap in the carpool lane. You'd only been awake for 5 hours.
And I'm looking forward to my carpool lane nap today. Very excited. I've already planned everything around it.
Let's not disturb silence.
Scare her.
Let's find Kelly's car at the carpool and scare her when she's taking a nap.
She's like Rip Van Winkle.
Oh,
I can't.
The world's going on out there, Kelly.
Beauty rest.
And I was at dinner with my
friends.
You're
only here once,
you
know?
They made me go, and I'm sitting there, and my friends started texting each other, Kelly's ready to go home.
Yeah.
I'm so tired.
Tired or just don't want to participate in life?
That too, probably.
Yeah. That's really.
I don't get the point of it, honestly.
Life?
You get that point where you don't get the point of life. You just don't get the point. It's like I do the same thing every day, and
it's
I don't
like
get the point.
It's like Groundhog Day. I'm kind of with her.
Yeah, it's like I love my daughter and everything, and I really, you know. But what's the point of that?
We only get like 90 years to live and have fun.
90. What's the point of loving your daughter?
No,
on the no, and I'm like, what's the point? Why am I? What are we doing every day? We're doing the same thing every day.
We're
I take
living.
Her to swim. I take her to. I do her homework, and I feed her dinner, and she fights me about bath time, and I put her to bed. I'm like, okay, we'll get to do that tomorrow. That's fun.
Kelly came
and I get to do that again the next day.
The first thing she said this morning after getting all of this sleep that we're just talking about is 5 more shows, then I can go to sleep.
I'm so tired.
What is happening
yeah,
here?
I probably need to go see somebody.
Kelly does.
You
Kelly
think?
Does, Kelly
yeah.
does this about every year or two.
Once a year.
Yeah,
I, she'll
I'll
get into a little funk.
Me.
I do, too. I get into a little funk.
But and it's all man-based.
No, it's not man-based.
Yeah, it usually
is. Well, that can contribute to it.
It's man-based.
Yeah.
It can contribute to it. You don't have anything to get excited about or get dressed up for.
Nothing to look forward to.
Nothing to shave your legs for.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even shave them for my trainer anymore. I'm like, just grab on. I don't care.
Grab onto the hair?
Yeah, it's like, why would I care?
Just it's that long?
You got hair ties for your leg hair?
Well, you know, normally
Cro-Magna Kelly?
You apologize for the stubble. It's like...
Yeah, it's not even stubble anymore.
Just grab on. I don't
now
care.
You look like an Ewok.
Yeah. We can call you Olga now.
What's the point?
You guys don't get it, though, because we, as a girl, you put so much effort in sometimes, like, you know, putting makeup on and getting your hair done and shaving. It's like,
why am I doing this?
For what? For what purpose?
We put effort.
You know? No, so then you go out, and then you're hungover the next day, and you went home alone. It's like, why? Why did I put all that effort in?
So the only point is to snag some dude to have a one-night stand with?
Or at least get hit on or ask out or something.
Exactly, Jenna. Thank you.
Well, go to the supermarket. Jenna, that's where you get asked.
Wait. You're looking at her, and you're believing that.
Believing what?
That she goes out, and nobody hits on her.
Well, I know that's my experience, so I'm assuming it's the same for everyone.
All right. Then I'll leave it
there
at that.
There you go.
Oh, but it's easy for... Okay, so you're saying it's easy to believe that I don't get hit on.
Uh-oh. It's easy to believe that for both of us, it would be easier for Jenna than for both of us to get hit on in a bar. Would you not agree with that,
Good
Kelly?
Good cover. I'm going to go ahead and give you that.
Would you not agree with that?
Wait.
Can we just be honest?
You're saying out of two of us, Jenna will get hit on before me?
The three of us.
Three of us.
Yeah, and also the two of us.
The only person that hit on me this weekend asked me how much...
Yeah, well played, guy. Well played, guy.
And your response
how much?
Was?
Miss her, and then she'll come crawling back to you.
How much?
He was like 65, and I was at a nice hotel bar, and it was my mistake to wear leather pants. And I was talking to a friend, and he came up and asked me how much.
Yeah, that's the wrong.
That's making
the wrong
quite
hotel
an
bar.
Assumption, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I was like, homie, I considered it. No,
a couple hundred.
No.
What about the back of your T-shirt that said, ask me how much?
Yeah. It said clearance sale.
Yeah.
$20 in your pocket.
Yeah. Yeah. Two for one.
Like free.
Yeah. Well, Kelly, I'll be happy to share whatever drugs I have with you. And
oh, thanks.
That's how we do it here at Kid Craddock in the Morning. We just all put our drugs in a bowl.
Sharing is caring.
And Kelly, you can have whatever you want.
Call it the candy dish.
I'll contribute.
Okay.
Well, I don't have any.
You need to take something, Kelly. You just,
I don't want to take any.
I know you don't.
What's the purpose?
You're just going to sleep your life away if you don't.
We forgot to pay our water bill. So, in an effort to get the toilets working again, enjoy this short message from our sponsor.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. We're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get 2 free gifts, and free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-509-8182. That's 1-800-509-8182.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Uh-huh. We're missing Kelly. I think she fell asleep.
What? No.
That's a sausage in the
bag. We got breakfast
she's
delivered.
She's standing up sleeping in the hallway.
Yeah. You okay, Kelly?
It's our coffee brewer.
How's
slow?
Okay. Coffee brewer slow.
I didn't get anything to eat.
Yeah. We're going to talk about working from home, and if you just heard the story of Kelly Raspberry today, would any employer think that it was a good idea to let Kelly work in proximity to her bed?
No.
Unless she's a hooker, I don't think that that's going to work out for anybody, because you'll be asleep the whole time.
Thanks for that. No, I don't see how anybody works from home. I would think you'd be so distracted by everything.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's why Yahoo, which used to be the website, I mean, there was AOL... and Yahoo.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
For Google and everything. Well, they've fallen on some hard times, and they've like their ninth CEO in there. This one didn't lie on their resume.
Yeah, I still get down with Yahoo, though.
Yeah.
That's my homepage, and
is
that's
it?
My email.
All right, you're
really?
The one.
What do you mean I'm the one? Kelly's got Yahoo, too.
That's my email.
Way to rock 98 there. That's
I got
awesome.
A Gmail one, too, but I like Yahoo
better. No, you're rocking 98. That's awesome.
What's wrong with that? Everybody knows where to find you.
I'm old-fashioned, sir.
All good.
AOL, baby.
Those were simpler times back then. So, Brian Williams, fill us in on this Yahoo thing.
Well, it was an internal memo. It went public and triggered a lot of public talk across this country today. The Yahoo CEO, Marissa Meyer, has banned all employees from working at home. Starting in June, employees who now must remotely work must show up at the office every day instead. This announcement upset a lot of folks, especially some working moms. About 10% of American workers now do their jobs from home at least one day a week, and companies have promoted a more flexible workplace in recent years.
On paper, it looks like a terrific idea, because when people aren't in your building, they're not using up your electricity.
Right.
They're not...
You don't have to have space for them.
Exactly,
you know?
Yeah. They're not taking up a parking spot.
Right.
And for the world, it's one less car on the highway in the morning. It's less energy being used.
Mm-hmm.
What could go wrong?
Nothing. Well, if they're not getting the job done, could go wrong.
That's the thing. You know, that's the hard part.
Productivity's down, right?
I know we have a lot of listeners that work at home at least part of the time. We'd love to hear your take on this at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
If they eliminated working from home completely from your job, and you currently do get to do that at least some of the time, would that make you want to quit? Because is working from home really working from home?
Well, it depends on the job.
You're getting your job done.
You don't need to be in the office. If you can do everything from home and you're getting your job done, then...
I am not disciplined enough. I know me well enough to know it ain't happening.
I mean, because we kind of work from home sometimes if we're writing or doing whatever, and I get distracted every
time. And I'm at the last minute... I mean, I procrastinate so badly. It doesn't work for me.
Yeah, do we really think that, like, if this group here of six people didn't have to come in anymore, would the productivity be as high?
No.
Heck no.
You know?
Be awful.
It's just easier to just, I can take a little break. I'll watch a little TV. Right. Oh, I can go outside and be in the backyard for a minute and sunbathe.
And what the CEO said, Ms. Meyer, is that it's not just that we don't think you're working. It's that we need the synergy that's created when you're working around other people.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not... You know, for all the Skypes and the FaceTimes in the world, you actually do have to interact with human beings sometimes. And that's, you know, that makes things, you come up with better ideas and, you know, makes sense to me. But they are really ticked off at Yahoo. Some of the employees.
But when
really
you give somebody something for so long, it's a perk, it's a selling point to this job.
Yeah,
you get
true.
To work, you know, and then all of a sudden, okay, you're not doing that anymore.
Well, having a job is a perk anymore. So they might just, you know, grumble and then just
true
be
that.
Done with that.
Mm-hmm. Especially at Yahoo, where the employees tend to be a little bit younger than average professions, the bulk of their payroll is people under the age of 35, and that also happens to be the highest unemployment rate in the country, like at about 13-14% for people under the age of 35.
Mm-hmm.
African-American under 35, it's like 40% unemployed. So maybe the dirty underbelly of this is Yahoo is just doing this not to have more people in the office to create great ideas, but they want you to quit. They're trying to get you to quit. They have too many employees, and they don't want to walk in and tell the stock market we're in deep trouble, so we're having to fire 1,000 people. Huh. It's much better if they say, "Oh, 1,000 people quit in the last 3 weeks
because we changed the rule."
Yeah, that's a good point. I hadn't thought of it that way.
So, what else might Yahoo do if this doesn't work? To get people to quit. If you can't fire people.
No smoke breaks.
There you go. Take away the smoke breaks. What if everybody had to stand on a scale at the front door and it announced your weight to the over the PA system to the whole office?
So it's no penalty. It's just embarrassment.
Kelly Raspberry, 132.
Thank you, kid.
Sure. No. Well, I knew what to do with that. Believe
Thank
me.
You.
Kid Craddock, same weight.
Kid Craddock, 132.
I think the scale is stuck.
What if they said all 32,000 employees must now parallel park along the street?
Parallel park is hard.
Take forever.
Yeah, the brother's going back in. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. That's what we do.
They could change the Muzak system at Yahoo just to play nothing but Rebecca Black, even when it's not Friday. Just over and over. How long do you think you could last?
It just becomes noise after a while. You don't even hear it.
You're making $40,000 to sit at a computer for 8 hours a day, and this is playing this loud.
No.
I'd quit, yeah.
Yeah, just over and over. Just the hook.
And you know Yahoo would get her to remake it for every day of the week. Oh. It's Monday. It's Tuesday.
Kill me.
I think they'll change the words to, you should quit your job now. Yeah. Quit.
Quit. It's quit day.
It's quit time. Every hour on the hour,
mm-hmm.
this is another change if they want to get people to quit.
Okay.
The entire staff must yell, Yahoo! That might do it.
That's fun.
That's synergy right there.
Hey, JC.
Yeah.
I need you to come in and see me a second. Step in. Shut
okay.
the door.
Yeah.
Listen, you were working from home. I know you're upset that that went away.
I know.
Well, let me shut the door.
It's okay. I'm getting used to it.
Listen, I noticed on Tuesday at the 3 o'clock Yahoo sing,
yeah.
you didn't participate. I know you're on the phone. Or
at
whatever.
3? I was on the phone.
Yeah. But I'm sorry. We have to let you go.
But I was on the phone.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Because I didn't say Yahoo.
We had a very important client on the phone. I can't just scream Yahoo.
You have to put him on hold and Yahoo.
Don't I just get a warning this time?
No, you're out.
All right.
Now you're working from home full time. Enjoy it. I don't know. I've never been a fan of the work from home thing. I've tried it. Maybe it's because I know how I am.
Yeah.
I'm not working.
Right. No.
You know,
I'm napping.
I'm catching up on Breaking Bad.
Very successful. I know a couple of stockbrokers that do it, you know, and they work for a big company. It's not like they're doing this self-employed, but they work from home and they seem to do all right. I mean, making six figures, I think.
But I've done this with a few people that work here over the years, and I'll call them at home and I'm like, hey, did you get that thing done? And like, they answer the phone like this. I'm like, it's 2 o'clock.
Show just sells itself, man.
It's 2 o'clock. Exactly. One of our sales guys who hadn't recorded a sale in about a year. We would ask him, how's it going?
Poor
he would go,
guy.
It's going great, man. The show just sells itself. Well, apparently not.
This is the same
No, don't tell.
So I would
don't
call.
Tell. Come on.
Speaking of Yahoo. Yeah.
No, I would call the employee while they're at home, 2 o'clock. They'd be half asleep. Or I would hear voices. I'd be like, what's that sound?
Oh, sorry. I'm watching. I have Judge Judy on in the background.
Judge Judy right. played in the background.
For inspiration.
Yeah. I think it's a huge suck on the economy, having people working home and just sitting around doing nothing.
So she's just getting flack from people who were taking advantage of a good situation.
Yeah.
And now it's over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but if a single mom took on that job
yeah.
with, knowing that she could work from home and then they've put
totally.
This in place,
right.
That's
then,
different.
Then they need to offer them, the mom, something, you yeah. know, like a daycare.
At work daycare.
Yeah, daycare. Or,
yeah.
Because didn't she?
Google does great stuff.
But they
she employee. Had a child and brought the child to work. I think that was part of the story,
CEO
too.
Did.
Yeah, yeah.
And they
yeah,
have
I saw the photo. Yeah, the
nursery on site
like
or something.
Desk. Yeah.
Yeah. I worked at a place that was so strict about that. Like, they wouldn't let you offer anything. They even would, if, like you said, oh, my dad died, they'd be like, oh, we're going to have the funeral here then. Come on.
Jeez.
Yeah, let's do it right here. Really?
Dang.
Anything yeah. to keep you out.
What do you got to do to get a day off around here?
I know, right? Hello, Kid Craddock in the morning. Hey, Patrick.
Hey.
You get more done at home than you do at the office?
Well, yeah, because when I was a case manager, it was easy for me to get stuff done on my laptop at home than in the office because I'm a social butterfly.
Yeah.
Oh, you like to float around the office?
Walking around talking to people. Yeah. And stuff.
Oh, that water cooler.
Yeah. Some of that's good, though. Some of that's productive. You know, talking to people, ideas can happen, right?
Well, true. Exactly. I mean, you know, especially with case management, you know, when trying to figure out exactly what to do with the kid, you know, and how to help them in the best way. You know, if you're stuck in a spot, maybe somebody from, you know, from outside can help you.
Yeah.
You know, help that family along.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Hey, Patrick, you want to take Kelly out next week?
Yeah. She could really use
yeah,
it.
Yeah, she's been sleeping a lot.
She needs a man.
You single, Patrick? Yeah.
She's rested.
You single?
I've been married a little over 4 years.
Mm. Yeah, are you happy?
Is it going as well as
are
you would
really
hope?
Is it a serious marriage?
I mean, most yeah. marriages last 4 years, right?
Yeah.
That's about
4 years is about
yeah.
the time.
Yeah.
When,
that's the...
You know, there's no shame in walking away from something that's not working.
Yeah. I'm sure my wife would love to hear that.
All right, yeah. Well,
you know what, Jennifer, it's just, you know.
It's not about her.
I'm not feeling
working.
It.
It's not about her. It's about us right now. We need to get Kelly back.
Think about Kelly, dude.
Yeah.
Well, I have always had a soft spot for redheads.
Oh,
look at that.
Thank you, because JC thinks we're ugly.
I had Kelly Raspberry. My grandmother was redhead.
You are this yeah. close to going out with Patrick. Don't screw it up.
Yeah. He's married.
He's not happy, Kelly.
I know. I could hear it in his voice.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell Jennifer we're
sorry. All that pain.
And let's say he did agree to pick you up Friday night at 7.
Yeah.
And he took the ring off. Technically, is he still married?
No.
I don't think so.
I mean, technically.
Not for that date.
No.
Yeah.
Well, no ring, no thing.
You don't have to worry about taking the ring off because I lost it when I was doing yard work.
Well, what a coincidence.
So that gives Kelly complete deniability. I had no idea that he was married.
And how hard did you really look for that ring after you lost it in the yard? Wink, wink.
I searched for a week through all the leaves in my side yard, nothing.
Is that
once
you
realized it was? Once you realized it was really gone, did you kind of jump for joy a little bit? Like, oh,
I'm glad we're getting
so free.
Freedom.
No, I was pissed because I had a little inscription on the inside.
Yes.
From a poem that was read at our wedding.
Oh, so, man.
A poem.
And how long did you look for the ring?
at least a week.
A week.
That's your story, and you're sticking to it, huh?
While you were being paid to work at home, you were searching.
I like that.
You were searching for a wedding ring.
I'll come
for
back
a week.
Search and rescue.
I had my laptop out there. I don't
you had your
of
laptop.
Course you
you're
did.
Walking around with your laptop you looking for a ring.
You got the Bluetooth on, right?
Yeah.
I was multitasking.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah.
So you're saying you can't take her out Friday, but maybe.
Oh, Al, stop it.
She'll come over, look for your ring for you in the yard.
Yeah.
I wonder if you went, like, got a metal detector. Did you go, do you go that far? Did it mean that much?
A metal detector?
Yeah, like you know, on the beach to find his ring.
I'll just get a new ring. Those are expensive, aren't they?
Here's the danger.
That's
with that.
Not the ring, though.
Here's the danger. If you're that guy with the headphones on and the metal detector at the beach, you're going to be crawling with chicks. They're all over that. They love
that. He's in his yard.
There's nothing hotter than the guy
with
the
bright yellow headphones.
With the metal detector going, I found a boot. It's a stick. Wait, no, it's metal.
Yeah. Oh, I always wanted one of those when I was a kid.
They come with a fanny pack, right?
Yeah, I think they do.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the morning.
If you watch Dish Nation tonight, you're going to see what just went down in here, which is kind of a little fight between Kelly and me and Jenna about Anne Hathaway and why women hate her. And I like her a lot. I think she's...
I don't care about her enough to hate
terrific.
Her.
I think she's great.
I think she's annoying with
she's
that
annoying.
Perfection thing that she's pulling off right now. But then
It just goes to show, if you're right, that guys don't get it. You know, we'll see a girl like that and not get what you get instantly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But like then when she was on our show.
All the girls
show,
would be like, how could you like her? I mean, she's so this and that. We're like, we don't see that.
But when she was on our show, we did a phone interview with her. She was awesome.
Yeah.
And then she even called. We were making jokes with her, and she said, yeah, I'll call back the next day. We did a bet with her or something. I don't remember what it was.
And she called us back.
And she did.
How long ago was that?
A couple years.
Wow, I don't remember.
I don't remember.
I think it was that movie where she was dying.
Love and Other Drugs?
Yeah.
She got Nick of the entire
Parkinson's.
Movie.
With Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
She was Nick of the
she's
entire
shaking.
Time.
But I think just this whole Oscar
JC,
circuit has messed her up.
She's naked in almost everything.
Everything.
I mean, like probably 14 out of 16 movies.
If it's Anne Hathaway, she should be Anne Boobaway.
She's the she's the Kate Winslet of Anne Hathaway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
What? Lately.
Yeah. I think girls just like girls that are relatable. You know, when girls try and put on this persona of like, I'm perfect. I never sweat. My hair is never out of place.
Yeah, there is that.
That kind of thing, you know. I had perfect attendance in high school. It's like, be a little self-deprecating. She's relatable.
She's a lady.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Maybe I should try that.
Mm-hmm.
Being a lady.
But if Anne Hathaway is trying to make you think that she's one way and she's not, and she's not able to convince us of that, doesn't that mean that she's not as good an actress as we think? Because that's right. Their job, right? To make us, they're acting all the time.
Right.
How can you say, oh, I'm not acting right now? Like, I could never be married to an actor, because how could you even know? An
I
actress,
mean, I get the same.
How could you know if they're ever being honest with
true.
You?
Natalie Portman gives me the same kind of vibe. You know, takes herself very seriously, takes her craft very seriously.
And they can decide, today, okay, I'm on a talk show tonight, I'm going to play the character of me as a really funny person. And that's what they do. And now I'm going to play the part of a really grateful person who's just won an Oscar. I'm so grateful. And if they don't do a good job with that, then maybe they're not that good of an actor. They didn't convince you.
Good point, Craddock.
Thanks.
I don't know.
Appreciate that. How was your mommy's son lunch, Al?
Oh, dude, it was awesome. I took my mom out. Kelly, thank you again.
Awesome is the new amazing.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Kelly gave me this idea. I was saying that I needed to try and do something to spend a little more time with my mom, right?
You're lucky to still have her around.
And absolutely.
And your dad.
And And Kelly said, why don't you do a weekly lunch with your mother? It'll give her something to look forward to, maybe, and it'll be a chance for you guys to kind of bond.
A standing date.
And so I did. So Friday afternoon, we went to a restaurant and
Actually, it's at Al's bar, and he just gave her a free lunch coupon.
Yeah.
Whenever she wants.
You did, didn't you?
Yeah. No,
went to she has to punch 10 lunches to get the 11th one free.
No, we went somewhere else. I didn't want to be disturbed, you know? Yeah. So I picked her up like a real date, you know, didn't meet her there. And we went. It was really fun. And the thing I thought about after I dropped her off, I can't remember the last time. This is sad. I can't remember the last time that just she and I went and had a meal. I really can't. And I was like, that's sad. I just kind of let myself
it's
down.
It's awesome you love your mom, but let's be honest, old people can be a beating.
It's true.
Just yesterday, I'm at the car wash. It was right after I saw you.
Okay.
I went directly to the car wash.
You needed to. That thing was dirty.
I'm getting it washed up, and I'm inside, and this guy's in there. He's a Middle Eastern man, and he's dressed like Chris Tucker would probably dress, with the big jersey oversized.
Okay.
I had a difficult time figuring out what his deal was, but he brought his mom, and his mom was probably 80, right?
Okay.
And he's like, he walks over to me, and he's like, because I'm sitting at the little counter looking out the window waiting for my car to be done. And he pulls up that chair. He's like, excuse me, sir. I'm like, sure. He's like, mom, you just come on. And he helps her up and, gives her a lift from the bottom to get her up in the chair.
Yeah.
And she sits in the chair. And he's like, just stay there, mom. Just stay there. The car will be done in a minute. He walked away, and the second he turns around, she's out of that chair, and she's down. She's like, oh, calendars. She's like walking around the store, and he's like, mom, don't touch that.
It's like
mom,
a toddler.
Yeah,
mom,
like
come
kids
over.
Again.
Mom, don't do that, mom. So any of that going on?
No, none of that going on. The one thing that did make me laugh, though, I said, mom, you been watching watching us on Dish Nation any? She goes, yeah, I try and catch it, but I haven't watched it this past week.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, oh, but I did see you touch the girl's breast.
I was talking about Jenna.
Oh, yeah. But you didn't fondle it. You just kind of poked it.
Yeah.
That was a way to handle that. You just did the finger poke into
she
the
head. She hadn't seen the show in a week, but the one 5-second segment that she does see.
There are worse 5-second segments.
She didn't see the part where you put her on the rotisserie?
Yeah.
Yeah, did she see that one?
What's a rotisserie?
No.
What does that mean?
Her mom's going to spin in her grave on a rotisserie.
About living with a girl.
No,
okay. Mila Kunis.
Mila Kunis. Yeah. Sorry, Mama.
No.
Break out the rotisserie. And he did the full crank.
Did she see you suck on Kelly's toe?
She did not see that.
Yeah, how about that?
She did not see
that. That was last week also.
I've never even met your mom, so her first really encounter with me was her grown son poking my boob.
Yeah,
that's it.
Pretty much. I've never even kissed a girl in front of my boob. I mean, in front of my boob.
His boob on the brain.
Yeah, boob on the brain right there. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you had a good time with...
Doorbell?
Yeah, Doorbell.
Yeah.
That's her name.
That's Al's mom's name.
Doorbell.
It's Doorbell, but when you're lazy, it just comes out.
Doorbell.
Doorbell. Kelly's got Showbiz Top 5 coming up in a second. And a birthday coming up in the next month.
In April, yeah.
Month and a half, yeah.
Birthday month.
Yeah, you guys
well, not yet. I got another few days to go.
You guys are just breezing through my birthday, aren't you?
This is JC's birthday month. But mine is April.
Breezing on through. This is the big 3-0 for Big JC.
But see, you have to understand, for Big Al, there's no money-making opportunity there with you.
Yeah,
it's JC's big 3-0. Yeah. That's a big deal.
There's a lot of Latinos in this country.
We're going with the Kelly Ray. We're going with what brung us, Kelly. The Kelly Raspberry birthday bash. Kelly O and Coolio last year, it was huge.
Says love more than me trying to make a profit off your birthday?
Yeah.
So who was it last year, Coolio?
Coolio.
We have so much in common.
Didn't he get arrested?
Right after, yeah.
No, right before.
Oh, right before,
the cake that Al made.
It seems
was
to be,
and
we have to really watch it in the next 6 weeks, because every act that I have booked, everyone has been arrested like 3 or 4 weeks before they've appeared at my bar.
What are you doing, planting drugs on them?
I'm not doing a thing, man. They get me all like Tone Loc. Have
the breaks. They're
Coolio.
Going through that Sierra Blanca.
Tone Loc? Why are you bringing him up?
No, that was last year or something.
You brought him in?
I brought him in last year, but 2 weeks before he came in, he got arrested.
I said, dude, a wild day.
Well, I'll throw it out to Kelly, the list where you can see how the fees for performers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
How much they are to come to the bar. And he threw it out to Kelly and Shannon. Like, you guys pick a few, and then he's going to choose from them. So I don't know if he's picked one yet.
Let's hear some of the contenders and also the price to bring them in for one night.
Okay.
Start with this one.
Digital Underground.
The Humpty Dance.
Do it, baby.
Shock G. Do the Humpty Hump.
Can you get one that has more than one song?
Yeah, can we?
No, you can't, JC.
Because with Coolio, we were waiting for him to play Gangster's Paradise for an hour.
I bought Digital
Underground.
And he knows that.
So long.
I bought Digital Underground's greatest hit CD.
Yeah. I mean, Coolio had his nephew up there with him. They were rapping some random stuff.
Yeah, but JC, if they have a lot of hits, he can't afford them. Yeah. You got to consider that.
That's true.
So Tone Loc is like, I'm going to play my melody of hit.
Not Tom Oakhead.
Yeah, two.
Just sing Fantastic Voyage and Gigs of Paradise and go home.
Yeah,
we're good.
How much is Digital Underground to do the Humpty Dance for Kelly's birthday?
$6,000.
Holy crap.
For one song.
$6,000 for
one
song.
What about transportation and all that?
You have to do, you have to fly in probably four people, I believe, and four rooms.
Okay.
So and provide ground transportation.
That's true with all of them.
That's true
with all
of them.
Okay, so take that off the table. Yeah. $6,000 for Digital Underground.
Yep.
All right, how about this guy?
I like it like that. She's working that back. I don't know how to act.
I'm still sad I missed this one.
There's another one.
Yeah. Juvenile.
Give me another Juvenile hit.
Okay. Yeah. My favorite.
Because they had two, right?
Yeah, he's got a couple.
Yeah, he has a few.
Yeah, he's much better.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is one of Jenna's favorites.
He used to roll with Lil Wayne back in the day.
Right.
He's kind of one of the tougher ones, isn't he? Like, he will. He will crack some.
And
heads.
He came when
he will Rick Ross on you.
Yeah.
When he came in,
yeah,
I set him over in the little VIP area, or you know, a chair.
Yeah.
And,
VIP area.
It's a fold-out chair.
Smoke. You can't smoke in my bar. Who over there smoking?
Your bar is a dump.
You still can't smoke in it.
Okay. What was he smoking?
Yeah, but celebrities are allowed to smoke anywhere.
Yeah.
So anyway, to bring Juvenile in, you're talking $7,000.
It's like with Cyndi Lauper, Kelly. We're out with her and she lights up in the restaurant. We're like, you can't smoke in here. She goes, it's not a cigarette. Okay,
yeah.
My bad.
Yeah. All right. Rolled her own so right there.
Smoke right.
Everywhere.
Yeah. All right. How much is Juvenile?
Seven.
$7,000.
Yeah.
And
you have to send them half and then pay them the other half before they go on stage. Otherwise, they're not going on stage.
Mm. Yeah, right. They don't trust no brother.
Yeah, no, I don't trust brother.
All right.
And you have to buy them drugs to get arrested with.
All right, how about this guy right here?
Allegedly.
I want to know.
See, now, I put in my request for Joe.
What happened to Joe? He just disappeared, didn't he? He had that one song called Stutter.
Oh. This is it right here.
And I don't know if it's just Joe, if it's something about him, because he just has a couple hits, too.
Late last night.
But maybe they were more recent than the other ones, because he's even more.
Yeah!
Oh, go the goat.
I'm bringing the goat. Don't you dare bring in a goat for my birthday.
Then you should just do the goat.
Screaming
goat.
Done deal. There it is.
I'm bringing the goat.
Screaming goat. You can play any song you want.
I'll call the Humane Society on you. Oh, don't you dare.
The smoking goat.
All right, we'll get to some more tomorrow that are up
right.
for consideration.
We did
for
make a decision.
Kelly, you already did.
Oh, yeah. You bought them?
All right. Yeah.
Well, all my girlfriends were begging for salt and pepper, but apparently Al doesn't think I'm worth salt and pepper.
Keep your mind open, though.
Okay. All right.
Kid Craddock in the morning. You're listening to Kid Craddock in the morning.
I read somewhere that bananas are really good for your colon, Al. So.
What are you telling me?
Guys, you know.
Yeah.
JC,
okay.
So I've been trying that for the last week or so. And then I find out you're supposed to eat them. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for the
memo on that.
Oh, man.
God.
Some people don't need direction labels on their bananas.
Well, you know, just give me a memo on it. How am I supposed to know? I told you I got kicked out of the mall because of that blood pressure machine. You're supposed to put your finger in that. I had no idea.
You know, want me to hide my bananas. Yeah.
Fit? Wow.
Huh?
Nothing.
Yeah. So we were talking about working at home a few minutes ago, and big changes coming in the workplace. This thing is really catching on. Have you seen the treadmill desk?
Mm-hmm. No, but that's a brilliant idea.
I've heard about it.
I posted it on my Facebook. You can actually see one there. I don't know if Shannon, why don't you pull that up on my screen so everybody can look at it? It's what you would think, except there's some that are more elaborate than others.
Uh-huh.
You take a standard treadmill. The one I saw was by Life. Help me with the name of the company. Life something. The treadmill
fitness
maker.
Or something like that.
Lifestyle. Life Force.
Yeah. Okay. So they did is they put like a place for your laptop at the front of it.
Yeah.
And then it kind of wraps around to the side.
Mm-hmm.
So your handles are actually part of your desk. You know.
Okay.
The way you stabilize yourself.
Yeah.
And then there it is. You see it on the screen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kid
TV. So I asked on Facebook, would you trade your desk for that? And then the second question, what if the company, because this is happening, what if the company gave you an extra $200 a month to take your desk out, your cubicle out, and put that in instead?
Oh, yeah.
Now, how
And they would do that, of course, because of the health benefits associated with being in shape.
No, how much of your workday needs to be done?
Yeah.
Everything, like 8 hours of walking on the treadmill?
however long you're in front of the laptop.
Well, you're either walking or you can stop it and just be standing. Just standing is better for you than just sitting down.
Isn't that bad for your joints after a while, though?
I would think about motion sickness.
Not walking. It's just walking.
Yeah, when you're looking at something and moving.
I mean, I can barely type a few letters if I'm running on a treadmill.
That's the biggest problem.
Not running. They said that the ideal speed is like 0.8. You know, so really slow.
Just a slow walk.
Yeah, just
moving.
Yeah, just to keep your legs moving.
Yeah.
And I went on Amazon and looked at this thing, and then there's all those reviews, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I'm reading one of the reviews, and a guy did a very thorough... Man, I wish I was one of these people that could write these kind of reviews for Amazon. They just have all the time in the world.
Right.
They'll buy the smallest thing. Like, there's a guy on there that wrote, like, 10 paragraphs about a USB cord.
Wow.
He's like, and it plugs right in, and then it came in a plastic bag. And it's okay, good. That's awesome. But on this, I was really interested about the treadmill desk. And this guy said that his company offered him that option, $200 more a month. He took the option. He said at first it was tough because he had to build up his legs to the point where he could walk that many hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
But he said now he's never felt better. All the pains and the carpal tunnel and everything
really?
He ever had is gone.
Mom? Really?
Yeah.
Helps your blood flow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, we're like killing our employees by putting them in a cubicle sitting at a desk for 8 hours a day.
It's like a lot of people use those balls now that you sit on. They don't have chairs. You just sit on a ball.
I tried that for a while.
It hurts your back.
Yeah.
Have you tried that?
If you don't sit right,
I did my internship before my senior year of college. We spent a week on ergonomic training, which is just like the level your keyboard should
That's
be.
That's a class.
I mean, for an internship, because we were sitting and answering the phone all day, but they spent days showing us, like, the exact position that the keyboard should be and how your back should be. It was so weird.
Well, my chiropractor does the same thing. He's like, make sure you're doing this and this and this. And you don't even think about that stuff. But
until you start hurting.
Well, because we're hunchers.
Yeah, I'm a bad huncher. I'm like the hunchback of Kid Craddock in the morning. Yeah. I hunch so much, I have, like, spinal curvature in my spine.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I like that.
Which is a good place to have spinal curvature. You wouldn't want it in your elbow.
No.
Yeah. I like that idea. Like Jenna said, it's hard to even manipulate your iPhone trying to send a text message while you're on a treadmill. But if there's a way to do it and stabilize yourself while you're doing it.
Like right now I'm walking, probably the speed you'd be going.
Uh-huh.
And the screen's normal and it's easy to type.
I just think it'd be more effective to have a gym at the office, you know, that people
use the gym. Dude, no one will use it.
But you could maximize a 30-minute workout more than walking.
But it doesn't matter if they won't
do it. Yeah,
if they won't do it.
I agree with you.
And so a lot of offices have said, mostly bigger companies, if you work out, you know, well, if you slide your card in and work out for 30 minutes and they keep a record of it and stuff, and then we'll give you that discount on your health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody does it.
Yeah.
Like they just don't, people just don't want to work out.
If you can multitask with it, I'm down.
Yeah.
Put one in bad boys right here.
See, I'd rather work out
right now.
Harder than that for 30 minutes and then take the elevator.
Taylor says, extra $200 and it would improve my health. A smart person would say yes. Me, I'd miss my chair. I got a lot of definitely would do it. I work at Concentra, and we actually have several walk stations like this around our corporate office so we can use them anytime. I love names of companies like that. Concentra. What do they do? Mm-hmm. Concentra.
Concentra.
With
I bet they do something about concentrating.
Yeah.
Medical device sales.
Kid Craddiction. That's the name of our new company.
Just smash some stuff together and you got a corporation.
That's just a lazy person. It's concentrate.
Elizabeth Chavez says, heck yeah, my fat butt needs some exercise. Don't have to go to a gym just to go to work. Don't have to worry about paying gym fees and get extra cash too. Sign me up.
Yeah.
Extra $200, you don't have to go to the gym because you're getting your workout in those hours you're walking.
I sure would, but I can't even walk in text. This would cost them money because I'd keep falling down.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't look safe. A lot of people are saying that there'd be lawsuits at the office. Really? Lawsuits from people on a treadmill?
You can fall off.
You can't. You can fall through the doorway, too.
You're going,
but
you can fall walking
happens,
down the hall.
Of course they're going to sue their boss.
This slow.
They're going to sue the boss no matter what. So
exactly.
Yeah. So, watch me walk it out.
How much is one that? How much is that?
They're like $500.
You are not getting one.
Let's get them.
I want one.
I want one.
None of you guys have an office.
I'll put it right in my living room.
I want an office.
You put it right here? What if we all had those in here?
Oh, I'd do it.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
I'd do it right now.
People would tune in and be like, why are they all panting?
Yeah, it's Playboy TV.
That's what we walking about.
Yeah. All right, so Kelly, would you be down with that or
no? No, I'm not interested.
No.
I wouldn't either. I don't want that.
You don't?
I'd rather go work my butt off for 45 minutes at the gym and
You're the wrong person
around.
To ask because you're going to do that. But most people are not. Most people, if you ask them, when's the last time you worked out? If they're honest, most people are going to say, I don't remember. it's been too damn. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right? Most mm-hmm. people.
True.
Otherwise, we wouldn't have this obesity crisis that we have. Right? So
yeah. right.
this is for the people that won't do anything. Like me.
I still don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
And you still won't do it.
It seems like I don't think I would enjoy it.
Why not?
Because I think I'd be nauseous. I think I'd get motion sickness.
And you'd have to wear sneakers.
It might be easier to do it like on a bike, like have a stationary bike and then have your laptop
yeah.
up there because...
I haven't thought of that. I wonder if people are doing that too.
That's easier.
Yeah. I don't know. It really looks cool. I think I want to get one.
I want to get one.
If I get one in here, will you guys use it?
Yeah, I would use it.
Put it right here. I use it.
The dudes will use it.
Yeah.
Then we'll have buns of steel.
See, why do you have to talk about we're going to have buns of steel?
That was a dude just saying the phrase, yeah. buns of steel.
I don't care.
And applying it to men.
Yeah, we're
first of all, you got no buns.
Well, you know what? You're standing there right now. You could be doing squats. You could be doing all sorts of things.
Yeah. Why don't you do
without
burpees?
Having a walking machine?
Why would you encourage that?
I'm just saying. So
it's all they think about anyway.
But, I mean, you could be lifting weights during the show. There's a whole bunch of things you could be doing and you're not doing
I
them.
Did, but kid said no.
This is just a break they take. This is a break that Jenna and JC take every day from working out. So that's the only reason they're not
you're
doing
not right.
it.
Yeah, you're
but I mean,
right.
there's all these. You can go to these websites and it teaches you exercises you can do in your office chair, and nobody does those either.
Really?
Yeah. Google it.
I'm Kegeling right now.
See that? No, that's what girls do,
yeah,
bro.
I don't want to know that.
You make fun of my buns of steel.
We've already talked about it. He found out that men can Kegel.
I am Kegeling. I'm Kegeling hard.
It's got to be called hardcore, something different.
Hardcore Kegeling.
Save that.
I don't, yeah.
I think they did already.
And unkegel.
Okay,
all right.
Great. Keep us posted.
Who can Kegel longer? Ready?
Oh, me.
Go.
For sure. you're the king of Kegeling.
I'll Kegel y'all through the break.
How are you going to prove it?
Do we have a Kegel contest?
I'm holding it right now.
Prove it.
Oh, my.
Well, yeah, we need a moderator. We need some.
Don't look at me. Janet?
Prove it.
Yeah.
There's no, like, butt pressure meter. I mean, how are we going to prove
it? You're Kegeling
with
on your butt?
With your banana.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast.
A condensed version of the show.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.